people want to be able to securely monitor networks and get traffic from the network in a secure way, especially in critical infrastructures that you and I are working in every day these days.
Hey, I'm Dino Busalaki, the Chief Technology Officer and OT guy at Velta Technology.
Hi, I'm Jim, the COO and IT guy.
And I'm Craig Duckworth, President and CEO.
You're listening to the Industrial Cybersecurity Insider Show.
In each episode, we bring you the inside scoop on the world of industrial cybersecurity.
We talk about everything you don't know
that you should know. So plug in and power up. The show's about to get started. Hi, good morning and welcome to the next episode. My name is Craig Duckworth, the co-founder and president of Velta Technology. And today with me, I have Chris Bihari, who is the co-founder and CEO of Garland Technology. Welcome, Chris, to the show.
Thanks, Craig. Great to be here.
So let's just kind of jump right in. Both of us are co-founders of technology that specifically play in the OT space. You guys are a little different than we are. I want to kind of get into what led you on this journey. Give me some background, some history, and kind of what got you here today.
So it's an interesting story. So Garland, we've been in business going on 13 years, and we're involved with making hardware like network taps, aggregators, packet brokers. And my history's always been, I always like to call myself a whiteboard engineer. So for me, I got into IT in 93, and you know, you walk into a customer site and you're talking to folks, and you know, I'm a big believer in understanding customers' networks, what they're trying to accomplish. And so when it really got into the OT environment, we actually weren't looking for it. We weren't trying to create products for OT. We really wanted to just solve a customer problem. So we were working with a technology company that was deploying a solution for a very large oil manufacturer, and they were deploying about 300 security sensors. And when they went to do kind of final implementation and install, the customer said, you know, we realize that our span mirror ports are bidirectional and we can't continue with the order or POC or demo. And so very large opportunity for our tech partner and at the time. And so got a call from someone I knew saying, hey, can you create a piece of hardware? I know you make taps and all this other stuff, but I really need to be able to just bring in a 1 gig copper port, copy it out to my appliance and ensure there's no physical way to go in the reverse direction. So, right, we call that a data diode today. Back then, right, we called it just problem solving, right? So when that occurred, I called up my partner, Jerry Dillard, and said, here's the problem. Is this something we can do? And he said, yeah, absolutely. We can take one of our copper taps and rework the board a little and provide a true physical layer isolation. So did it. Got it manufactured in about, we did about an 8 week turn, which is very quick, and got it over to our tech partner and the customer, and they validated it worked and they were really happy. So getting into the OT industrial side was really working on just solving a customer and one of our partners' problems of how do I connect up to the network. So nice. In my mind, it's a great story because we really learned a lot through it. And a lot, which we actually learned 9-10 years ago, even applies to today in that, right, people want to be able to securely monitor networks and get traffic from the network in a secure way, especially in critical infrastructures that you and I are working in every day these days.
Nice. That's a great story. And it kind of, I guess, similar to what ours is. Again, trying to be able to go in and solve a customer's issue and how it leads to something else. Not trying to force a round peg into a square hole. It's here's what you have, here's what we need, and can you help us resolve that? You know, and we use your technology in a lot of our deployments and stuff. I would say from an ease of use and time to value, we see it differently than some do, where we come in that traditional systems integrator, if you want to think of it, where we try to, right, be agnostic to the technologies. You know, we may have a customer that's looking for two or three technologies they want to do a proof of concept with or proof of value. So they're going to, how can we do this and evaluate multiple technologies at once, where traditionally, let's say we would run a POC for 30 days, and then we would switch to the next one, we would run it for 30 days, and then the final third one, we would run it for 30 days. We're a quarter or 90 days into that, where we can run that with your technology. We can run the exact same data to all of those platforms and evaluate all three of them with the same data so that there's no biases from the marketecture, from the vendors, so that the client right. is getting truly the same thing. So that's one way that we leverage the technology. I'm sure there are many, many others that the customers use, but that's how one of the examples that we use it for on a consistent basis.
Right. And when you're looking at deploying different types of security sensors within an environment, as we both know, a lot of companies are just beginning that journey, right? They're really trying to figure out, how am I going to secure my OT network, right? I've kept it isolated. The days of everything just being serial disconnected are over, right? But there's Ethernet getting all over the network. And some people, they're just plugging in little mini Wi-Fi routers, even though they shouldn't. But, you know, a lot of different things happen. But with Garland, I always like to say that we're more part of the foundation of allowing you to start that journey of deploying security and monitoring tools within the OT industrial environments. And so we like to approach things as really starting off with the basics. And even if someone listening right now, right, they're not real familiar with all the different technologies out there for deploying OT environments, right? I know there's a lot we work together with, from Clarity, Nozomi, Dragos, Tenable, Darktrace, right? There's about 15 really strong vendors out in this space.
Yeah.
But I like to look at is, where do you start? And fundamentally, if you want to start monitoring what's happening in the network, let's just use an example today, Craig, right? You and I are talking.
Right.
And we're having a conversation, and you want to be able to monitor what we're saying to each other. So right. we have some technologies, one that's called a network tap. And so a network tap can be inserted in between you and I. And now the role of that technology is to copy everything I say and you say. So if we want to put this into relationship with a network, if you want to start monitoring a network and keeping it really simple, let's say you want to look at the firewall side of it, or the north-south mm-hmm. side of your network. How do you monitor that traffic? How do you capture that? And by putting technology like a network tap in, it guarantees that all the traffic can be copied. So it's invisible, no IP address. So the idea here is that, you know, for Garland is, we want to find ways to, in a secure way, get a copy of the traffic that's flowing on your network. Because you'll hear of the vendors we were talking about before, right? They all talk about visibility, you know, finding assets, seeing everything on the network.
Right.
And one of the things that a lot of people forget about is just the basics of, like, well, how do I actually get a copy packets off the network?
We see the same thing. Yeah. We go in and we are a proponent of that. Again, it's hard to protect what you can't see. So there has to be visibility at its base foundation. But you're right. How do you get that visibility? How do you leverage the technology down in those lower level industrial networks, the layers below the 3.5, into that control layer, as it's often called, below the PLCs, to bring that data up into those collection tools, the Clarity, the Armis, the Nozomis, the mirrored of those. There's methods, and your technology allows that data to be brought up and presented to those where the network that's there today may not be architected in a way that allows that. So you're 100% correct.
Yeah, I think similar to you, we really like to approach it as very consulting as well. As I mentioned, whiteboard engineer, and you guys are going in and consulting to your customers on approaches, on frameworks, on best practices. Right. And I like to think that Garland's actually very similar, because we're part of that foundation from getting traffic from the firewall all the way down to the PLCs. And think of us as kind of, you know, also an independent consultant. You know, we're independently helping customers get packet level data off their networks and trying to get that traffic into a central location. So as we started with, someone's trying to do a proof of concept, as you mentioned, like in, let's say they're looking at Armis, Clarity, Nozomi, Dragos, or whoever. And they say, hey, I want to look at these four technologies. So that's the starting point. But even fast forward in a life cycle, right? Maybe there's a new tech that comes out. And if you start building out the foundation, your network, where you can easily get copies of the traffic off the network, now you can also test new technologies, validate new technologies, and you can do it with your live traffic on your network. So I really look at it as helping customers choose the tech that they need to go with to start with, also test out new technologies in the future. And obviously, we're very focused on security, but they can also use this data to also check why is the network running slow, right? They can also look at performance issues. And so to me, it's the truth is in the packets.
Similar to plumbing in a home, it's universal across all of the vendors. So I would say that like us, you're vendor agnostic because it will work with any of the IDSs. The foundation is there. The technology is designed to help bring that data up to be viewed, up to be assessed so that the organization can make decisions off of it. It's part of the let's call it the plumbing of the home that is needed to make the home function.
Right. Yeah. And it's something that a lot of people we're educating on. A lot of people are learning. So it's a great starting point for our conversation here. And I think audiences listening should really think about that of, okay, I'm looking to get into security or I'm looking to expand my visibility. I started some security solutions, but how do I get down to the PLC side? How do I get down to my asset? And how do I grow? I know we were at a trade show recently, right? And it was brought up that a lot of customers are only seeing really 10, 15% of their network. Yes. And that's really all they're protecting right now.
Right. Well, and the statistics are out there, and we see this all the time in the field, and I'm sure that you're seeing the same thing, that, you know, if you were to look at all the organizations across the ICS space, 60% are still in that unaware stage, and then you got 30% which have some awareness but are still understanding and trying to figure it out. They began the journey. They're not real far into it, but they're still kind of trying to figure out. And then you've got 10%, which are really along that path at some point. Maybe they've already identified, maybe they're working with a vendor, a partner, and they began that journey. But when you look at that 80 to 90% of organizations that are still in the, we don't know what we don't know stage, it really is eye-opening. So let me ask you this. As you guys have been out in the field and in the industry for now
13 years, OT, okay, about 10 years.
Okay. So again, you've been around a while. What are some challenges? What are some things that you're seeing that where, you know, clients are struggling with? What are some things that really need to change, I guess, maybe is the right thing?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I'm seeing a lot of is you mentioned the stats, and I'm finding that one really large challenge is customers are doing their due diligence now to bring in multiple technologies. And I'm finding that they're starting to make some decisions on which vendors to move forward with. And one of the biggest challenges is really taking the next step on how do I actually deploy this? And I think this is where kind of the awareness is of us getting involved even at the POC level, where we can actually, you know, take traffic, send it to multiple tools at the same time, the exact copy. But now it's the struggle of how do I move this? How do I actually deploy it? How do I work the plan? I find a lot of customers, depending on industries, I know manufacturing, you guys also do a lot in, there may be 100 sites and there may not be great documentation on what do I put in there. There might not have been a standard that said everybody's going to get the same switch, everybody's going to get the same router. So deployment challenges people are realizing is a really big issue. they're trying different things. I had a customer recently who tested out ERSpan in their lab and it worked great. They put it on the network and it crashed the network. And they were like, you know what? I think we're going to take a TAP approach and more of an out of band, safer, secure, less risky. So there's a lot of different strategies. So I like to say that that's where we can really assist and start walking through of making sure you get the site surveys, verifying what you want to see, what traffic, understanding how your traffic flows on your network. Are there certain areas we can go after to get the most bang for your buck for your security sensors? Like, where do you connect them to the network? Mm-hmm. How can you get the most traffic and most visibility for a number of assets? And so that's definitely top of mind, because I can tell you probably in the last 2 weeks, I was on 10 to 15 calls with customers with that challenge saying, I'm ready to start deploying, but it's going to be very difficult because we have a lot of challenges like unmanaged switches, lower speeds, substations that can, you know, be limited on, you know, what can be accessed. And so, yeah, there's a lot of unique things that, you know, we help with those physical connections.
Okay. And we see the same thing. When you talk about deployments, organizations that have, you know, 20, 30, 100, 200 sites in their fleet, it's a challenge. And let's face it, the OT guys, they're buying the cheapest unmanaged switch they can find, whether it's on eBay or if it's whatever, to put in those panels and in those devices just to make it work. They don't all have high-end layer 3 routable Cisco gear or Stratus gear. They've got Hirschman and they got Phoenix Contacts and they've got pick a brand, makes no difference down there. And they don't have the capability to get the data out. So we see the same thing. And you're 100% correct. The client's like, okay, I've got my tool. Let's go get it. And then they're like, oh, now what do we do? And then that's in the first one. And then they're like, but we've got a whole bunch more of these. So it, you're right. And for us, that's the value that we bring, is that deployment, that operationalizing, helping construct that, get it in, the rubber meets the road here. How do we get the technology that they've chosen or they've to work together to take those insights and bring that data up for decisions? So yeah, we see the exact same thing.
Yeah, the services piece is big. And I think, you know, the fact that you guys actually come from the operational technology space, not just in security, but working in these environments, right? Having this experience, it's a big gap in the industry. So, you know, I'm finding that customers, and this isn't just US, it's global. I've seen it in all over different countries where, right, having the skill set, being aware, and right, everybody's trying to move fast. But as we know, a lot of these industries don't move fast to begin with, right?
Not at all. It's slow. It's a slow roll. It's a slow roll. Yeah. Are there certain things that you see shaping the industry that is kind of driving some of the change or some of the conversations that you guys are having? Is there a particular thing? We're seeing all kind of regulations come down. We're seeing the SEC jump in that says, hey, if you experience a material breach, then, and you're a publicly traded company, you've got so many days and you have to report this. Well, the flip side of that, I just saw last week where MGM is trying to sue the SEC to say, no, you can't have that information because it impedes with all the other things that their ongoing investigation. So there's going to be some pushback. But what are you guys seeing is really kind of driving that change, if anything?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely regulations, right? So NERC-SIP, NIS2, recent regulations. I know in Australia, we've actually seen a really big uptick there for securing critical infrastructure based on local regulations there. So that's definitely a big push for us of getting people aware. I think what's happening in the news these days, right? I mean, you're hearing it all the time in terms of compromises and the risk and the attacks on from utilities to manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's just a big level of awareness. And I think organizations are realizing that they have to start investigating and seeing how they can secure their environments. So obviously more regulated industries, right? We're seeing a lot more, I feel like, less regulated industries, there's awareness there. It may not be as big of a push. I know we do a lot with the Department of Defense and U.S. federal agencies, and there's going to be more regulation with CMMC and other things. And so that definitely drives a lot of it. But I think people are realizing OT isn't always just 100% isolated, segmented.
No, the air gap myth is so, that ship is so sailed. To be honest, we have not found an environment yet that is truly air gapped. But in defense of some environments, we have not done a nuclear facility yet, which I'm being told is truly still traditionally air gapped. And that very well may be the case, but in the environments we've been in, we have not seen it yet. Let me ask you this. Is there a place that you feel, based on the, let's call it the maturity of the industry as a whole, of organizations that are going down this road from the unaware to the, we've figured out something, just don't know what yet, to the ones that are on the path, where should organizations be spending their time, their effort, their money? What should they be looking at to truly be making an impactful decision on their cyber hygiene?
Right. I mean, I think one thing that I always like to say is get started. And I think sometimes, right, yeah, a lot of companies go through what we talked about. Like, I'm going to go through this, right, POC process, and I'm going to test four or five different technologies, and it's 9 months. Yeah, I do think that there's some things that could get started right away is like, well, you know, pick one of the vendors. Let's at least start getting some visibility. At minimum, you got a managed switch maybe at your either core or more at your firewall, or let's get an idea. Let's get some monitoring going. So I think one is, I think some companies can try to maybe move a little faster on that, but then depending on the industries that we're in, right, they also have so much process that they can't do that, right? So sometimes they're almost too much process is driven, and which can cause a lot of these delays. So I think it's
or do you think it's organizations where you have somebody trying to check a box and they are, you know, their regulations say they must be starting down this road, or, and they've started. They've evaluated three or four vendors and it's set there and nothing's happened. And they can always go back and say, but look, hey, we started. We evaluated these four things. Haven't done anything, but we've started the process. Right. Is it part of that too, you think? Or is it truly just trying to better understand the technology and choose the right technology for the organization?
I think it's a combination, right? I mean, there are some organizations who are trying to fast track, right, and move quick and making quick decisions and starting to do implementation. So it's a combination. And for us, I'm big on education and getting started with getting access to their data from the network, right? We're the physical layer company, right? So I'm always thinking about, hey, in a very simple, cost-effective way, we can start getting you traffic off your network in a secure unidirectional way. And you can start monitoring some of this with data and do it for a very small investment. And the reality is, right, they could even start with, it's not the best, but right, some open source stuff. Like, let's get started. Let's start seeing the value in monitoring your network. And for me, I'm like, let's get started with that. And we're seeing it, right, with smaller utilities, right, in the U.S. They don't have the funding. And I know APPA, right, where he did a grant. And so we've been part of some of these projects. And I know, like, Dragos, they announced under a certain size utility, they're giving some free software. And and then there's, like, Malcolm from INL Labs, I believe it is, or Idaho Labs, that you can get. So there's some tools out there, right, that are out there that aren't super costly that can at least get you in the game. So that'd be my thing. Hey, let's get in the game. Let's get started. Let's show you how we can get some packets off your network and you can start monitoring them and see the value, because again, the packets don't lie. Let's start showing value in monitoring your network and getting started. So
I totally agree and support You got to start somewhere. You need to start now. You'll hear us say all the time, what steps are you taking to get better, period over period? Whether that's your measuring stick is quarter over quarter, if it's year over year, what does your industry require? What does your board require? If you can't demonstrate that you're taking action and doing things to get better, period over period, you haven't even begun the process. And it is a lot of education. You're spot on. We see the same thing. We're continually trying to educate. And the part of that is just the industry maturity. OT has a long way to go to catch up to IT. IT has a 30-year head start. And we realize that. We recognize that. But I think together as industry peers, as the technology providers, the system integrators that work in this space, that provide tools in this space, it's going to, some more education's coming, some more guidance is coming, but I think that we're making progress. As a whole, period over period, the industry is improving. Slow, albeit, but it is improving.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. But it's also a lot of these industries are slower to adopt. So it's going to be very, very process driven. But I'm super excited to be a part of it. It's something that I know Jerry and I are both excited to be in this space and helping where we can. And it's a needed thing in the industry. So it's always great, Craig, to catch up with you. And we'll definitely have to see how we can maybe dive into a couple other sessions where maybe we do a couple of use cases for folks. Great start. And
absolutely. I think so.
Appreciate you having me.
No, thank you for being on. If there's real quick, as we part, if there's one piece of advice that you could give customers that are trying to pick a spot, they're standing on the board, looking at the water, do they dip their toe in? Do they dive in? Do they feel it? How warm is it first? What's something that they could use today to begin that journey? Because this is not a sprint. This is a journey. Yeah. How can they begin starting? What was a good little nugget that you'd toss out there and say, here's something that you can do?
Yeah, I mean, I think a great thing that I know a lot of companies are doing, I think you're doing as well, is you can get some very cost-effective initial assessment, right? Pick a site, mm-hmm. get an assessment. And with that, I know we have some folks that will put a tap in, put a sensor in, get some initial monitoring, get some real data, some empirical data, like, hey, this is what's happening at this location. And I think that's an easy way to start. Bring experts in like yourself, Craig. But I see that happening globally, that a lot of people are looking at that approach of let's bring an expert in to take a quick look. Pick one or two locations. It's not going to break the bank. Everybody can afford it. And that's something that I've been given a lot of advice to, and they could do it themselves too. Like I said, if they want it, they can get some equipment. And again, they could get some, products that could even be open source to start, just to start looking at what you have. And to me, that's a great way to get in the game.
Yeah. Go back and let's call that trust but verify. I trust what my network guy's telling me, but I want to verify that it's real and that the data that we see, we can trust it. So 100% spot on. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. You guys are doing a great job. Together, the industry is improving and we're all here to help make it better for all of us. We all live and play and work and school in the environments that we're in our communities. And it's important that it's safe. So we're doing a great job. I appreciate all that you and your team do every day. Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks, Craig. Really appreciate you having me. It was great.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to the Industrial Cybersecurity Insider Podcast. To stay up to date with our latest episodes, be sure to click the follow or subscribe button now. And if you found this podcast helpful or have a topic you'd like us to cover, please leave us a review or let us know. If you're interested in learning more about Velta technology and how you can get safer sooner, visit veltatech.com. That's VeltaTech.com. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.